Hello and welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast. Welcome to your third rendition of Palette Cleanser.
Are you liking them? What do you think?
Yeah, we haven't gotten much feedback.
People are probably like, nah, cut this shit out. Get back to the Grey's Anatomy content.
My mom said she liked it.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? If Laura liked it, that's really all that matters to me. So,
if this is your first time listening, highly recommend going back to the pilot episode. Starting there, we are a Grey's Anatomy deep diving episodes, deep diving podcast. So far, we've gone through every single episode through season 18, as well as a few season 19 reactions. So we highly recommend you watch all of Grey's first and then listen to us since we are a spoilers podcast. We're just taking a little break before we get into season 19 since it just happened in real time. Also, like, there's a writer's strike. It's kind of like we're doing our own writer's strike. We're just not working.
Well, yeah. And also, so I listened to My Favorite Murder, and they just recently put out an episode like a couple weeks ago or something. And they were like, hey, we're about to take a vacation, but we recorded these other episodes and like they're not exactly what we usually do. And I loved this. I think it was Karen who said, and you know, I think people forget this. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. Like in the podcasting world, you just don't have to listen if you don't like that, you know, what we're doing. But anyway, the point is they were going on a summer break. And so this kind of feels like a summer break to me. We're still recording, but like we're not putting the pressure of like having to get a certain amount of episodes watched per week.
Yes. It also reminds me of, I love the Conan O'Brien podcast. And although right now, I don't know what they're doing because of the writer's strike, but he, in the summer, they do the Chill Chums where the three of them, the hosts, just sit and get drunk in their backyards and podcast. And there's like usually like six episodes of that. And they're like my favorite of the year. So This is our summer break.
Yeah. And I'm really enjoying it. I actually, well, before we get into this, if you want to support the podcast, we would really appreciate it. Thank you to all of our patrons out there. We couldn't do this without you. In the show notes is our Patreon, www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. And there you can pledge $2, $5, or $10. Again, it supports the podcast and you get things in return, like bonus episodes or doing Zoom hangouts, getting the episode a day early. And you get to call in if you want and leave us a little voice memo. We ask that you do that. Keep it under 2 minutes. Do like a voice recording and send it to theoncallroom@gmail.com.
Yes, we got a really great wart story, but it's a little too long to share. So please call back in and shorten it. But also, just try to keep it under 2 minutes maximum. It's just, it's hard. It's hard. We know. We try to keep our episodes under an hour and it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, we could go on and on and on and on. So
rambling.
Ramble wood. Isn't that a plant? I don't know.
A tree?
I don't know.
But yeah, your support means the world to us, especially those of you who are continuing to support us during this palate cleansing moment. We still could not put out this podcast without you. There's tons of bonus episodes. We're going to schedule our June Zoom soon.
Oh, that rhymed.
That'll just be a blast.
That was
a June Zoom.
Soon. That was a very Dr. Seuss moment of you.
It was. And we would really love for you to be there. If you've never joined one before and you're probably like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. They're going to call me out. We really don't. Like, it. Well, we say like, hi, is this your first one? But everyone is so nice in the Zoom and like so much fun. It's really low pressure. There is no format to it. Like, please come. You can also come and just have your camera off. And if you're like nervous about it, we are not judging for that. So yeah. Please join us.
Yes. Everyone is welcome. And well, everyone's welcome if you pay $10 a month. But exactly. If you do that, you are more than welcome to be there. And it's such a fun time. It's one of my favorite things is seeing the listeners. And I feel like we've talked about this before, but I feel like there are some listeners out there where I like kind of know what's going on in their lives. And like, yeah, we meet back up in a month and it's like you check back in on those things. And that's really cool because it's people from all across the world. And a lot of those listeners have now become friends with each other, which makes me a little jealous, but I get it. You know,
but ultimately, we love to see it.
Yeah.
And so today, I would like to start out this episode by talking about a subplot of our podcast.
Yes.
Which, happy anniversary, Bree.
Thank you. It is our actual 2-year anniversary today as we record.
as we record, it's happening. And Brie posted a couple photos on her Instagram, and I wanted to comment. I was like, I miss Alexander Hamilton because John had a ponytail.
Yeah, he did. He did. And
or was it a bun?
Well, it was a bun for the wedding. Yeah, but
okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He actually this weekend said, I wish I would have cut my hair for the wedding. And I said, I am so happy you didn't cut your hair for the wedding. Like, I love that you had a bun. His dad had a ponytail when his dad got married. I'm like, it's just like very sweet that like, but I think, well, I don't want to like embarrass John, but he doesn't like from front on how his like hair looks because it's
for sure
pulled back, you know? So.
Which it was just such, to me, it's such a moment in time. Like, that's why I like it is like, because that was an era. Also, seems like the men in John's family often do ponytails.
Oh,
yeah. Of his siblings.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's also a very big accomplishment to have pulled off a ponytail because it takes so long. It also, to me, is like a sign of the like post-COVID.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, like, I don't know. And also, and what? Every other picture in the world now, he has short hair. So it's like. It's great.
I loved his long
hair. Looked so good on your wedding day.
Oh, thank you. That color of it was like the best it's ever been and will ever be because my colorist redid it 3 times. She would wash it, tone it, wash it, tone it. And so, because she's like, it's your wedding day and it has to be perfect. But, you know, they don't do that when it's just like a normal hair appointment. So
I'm just thinking, too, that the long hair on John was worth it just for the photo that I received the next morning of the two of you, because you have crazy bedhead, which we've discussed on this show before.
Yeah.
And John had it, too. And it was just a beautiful photo. I need to go back in and just make sure I save it again to my phone so that it's like
always there, always accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I needed to always be there. I loved your wedding too because you gave me pajamas as a gift and I wore them the night before the wedding and the night of the wedding. And they were cute. So I felt like I was put together.
Yeah. Thank you. I wanted to give some cozy gifts instead of just like, here's, I don't know what people do. It's hard to give your like people gifts for, you want to show like your appreciation for all their help. I mean, that's why you give them a gift, but it's like, hard to do that. So I did like goodie bags for people.
I loved it. It felt like going to a birthday party.
Yeah.
When you're a kid.
I got everyone shower steamers and none were left over for me. And I was like, I'm going to order myself some shower steamers. And then I never did. So I think I need to do that for myself. I kind of forgot.
I think you do too. I found a shower steamer the other day. It wasn't one of the ones you gave me. And I used it and it didn't smell like anything.
Well, maybe it was too old. Like,
good. That's very possible. But okay, so it's your anniversary. And if you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, Brie was a single lady when we started this pod.
This is true.
She knew who John was because they've been friends forever. Always been friends. But the whole process sort of slightly unfolded while we were recording. And so as listeners, it's just like probably kind of a fun thing to witness.
Mm-hmm. In here. Yeah. I imagine. Yeah.
And so we have a voice memo.
Yes.
That I want to share from one of our listeners. Her name is Ella. And it's just a great like summary of that. We played it and John was in the room when we played it. So we'll run that right now.
Hello, Brie and Abby. I'm on a walk. This isn't necessarily, you don't need to put this on the podcast. I thought it was just a story that Brie Moore would appreciate. But I started listening to your podcast about a year ago. I would always listen to it at work. And then I did 3 months of solo travel. And everywhere I was listening to your podcast on my planes, my buses, my ferries, walking around the cities. And it was so nice to like be laughing with two ladies. But I was solo traveling. So it just felt like I had friends. But I was listening in order. From episode 1, and I remember I accidentally clicked on one of your newer episodes, and this was probably like October or something, and Brie is talking about her husband, and where I was at in my like listen through, you had just started dating at, you referred to as a time as Johnny K, And when you said my husband and you referred to him as John, I felt like I had a spoiler. I was like, oh my gosh, I got a spoiler. But it wasn't a Grey's Anatomy spoiler because I've watched the show too many times to count, but I had felt like I had a spoiler on your guys' lives. And I was so disappointed because I was like, oh, now I know they get married, which was good. But I was like, spoiler alert. So yeah, thank you so much for all you do. I love your podcast so, so, so much. Thank you.
Okay, I love that. I think it's so funny that John is like a subplot to the podcast, and that like our engagement was like a spoiler alert. Like if you skipped ahead and all of a sudden it was like, wait, they just started dating, and then all of a sudden we were engaged. So it'd be funny if someone listened to like one of those earlier episodes and was listening to this one and heard that it was our 2-year anniversary, marriage anniversary.
Be shocking.
Shocking. So yeah, thank you for calling in and saying that. I like, that's like a really that just shows how, I don't know how it's like, I was about to say like how meaningful we are to people, but I don't mean it in that way. I mean it as in like, we share about our lives. And so people hear, like, I feel this way about podcasts too. It's like you follow along, like Monica's like,
yeah,
egg retrieval journey and stuff. And yes, so you feel like you know them very well. And so I think that's one of the cool things about podcasts is when you're open about like your life, then people all around the world get to know about it. It's scary and beautiful. So thank you for calling.
And you can be like us, who we completely forget what we say.
I have no idea what we're talking.
You guys will bring something up and I'll be like, I said that, yeah, on live, not live.
On live TV.
On live TV? Like, I mean, McCoy's still alive. Spoiler alert. So is Marge. So don't worry.
Yeah.
That's all going well.
Yeah.
Marge is screaming at you lately?
Yeah, she's still screaming. And I think she's trying to, she's been chewing on this like metal doorknob, not doorknob, but like drawer knob. And I think she's trying to pull her tooth out because it hurts so bad. And I'm like trying to get her into the vet, but you know, it's, yeah, I should just extract it myself. You know, I have a Grey's Anatomy.
That would be the hardest thing to do.
That's so true.
Extracting a tooth off of a cat seems impossible.
Unless he like strapped him down, but that seems inhumane. So we're not going to do that. 2-year anniversary. Do you want to hear how we celebrated?
I do, because I haven't talked to you since the weekend.
Yeah. So because it's a weekday on our actual anniversary, we were like, well, why don't we go out to dinner on Saturday? Because then we could like actually celebrate, you know? And so we went out on the boat, my sister's boat, during the day, which was really nice. And then, but also very hard to do because you're out in the sun. And then we came home and went to dinner. So we were like, oh my God, this is so exhausting. But we went to this restaurant in Grand Rapids. It's a Vietnamese restaurant called Monsoon. And it was so fucking good.
Oh, I've never been there.
Yeah, neither had we. And it's by John's work, and we'd been waiting to go, and they recently got a liquor license. So we were like, dope, let's go get some cocktails. And we got spring rolls and octopus for our appetizers. The spring rolls were insane. Oh, I also have to mention, like, mostly everything on their menu is gluten-free. Like, there were
beautiful.
Yeah, like a couple like dishes that were, and usually, you know, it's like more leans the other way and then you have a couple gluten-free options. So that was amazing. But we walk in, it was so funny. We walk in, it was a really hot day. And they were like, do you want to sit inside or outside? And there was a nice breeze outside, but John was like, let's sit inside. So we sat inside, but the air conditioning was broken.
So cold.
No, broken.
Oh, no.
So it was, we didn't have a breeze and it was like a gajillion degrees in there, but it kind of gave like the vibe of Vietnam because it was like really hot in there.
Yes, yes.
So that kind of worked out. And we each got a gin cocktail. And then I got this really good, I don't remember the name of it, but it was like pork skewers. And then there were like rice noodles. And then this really good broth with pork meatballs. And then lettuce and pickled veggies and pickled like carrots and daikons. And then it was kind of like a choose your own adventure where you like mix things up. And you, like my favorite way to eat.
Yes.
So good. The pork was so good. And then we got flan for dessert. which was also very good. And then it was what's called Festival of the Arts downtown. It's a festival that Grand Rapids has every year. I've never been in my entire life.
Wait, me either. But I think of that as in elementary school or in high school. Like Festival of the Arts was like, there was always like a concert.
Yes, you're right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, I do.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of like art, like kind of like arts and craft fair booths. We didn't really go to the booths, but his brother is in a band and his brother was playing at Rosa Parks Circle. So we went down and sat and watched him play. So there's like bands that play and there's like, you know, food trucks and people are walking around and like, I don't know. It was cool.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we went and did that. And then we came home and then we exchanged gifts. Which it was cotton.
Wow, you guys are so fucking good at anniversaries. Jake and I have never given each other an anniversary gift.
Oh, we're big on the gifts.
Oh, God, you're so good.
It's cotton on year two.
Oh, that's right.
So I got him fun socks. They had hamburgers, sushi, beer, and pizza because he likes his like fun socks. And then I got him a t-shirt and a really cool beach towel that has a blue heron on it. And it's like a really absorbent beach towel. And then he got me new sheets for the bed, which really pretty floral sheets that my sister and
Did you want them?
Yeah, my sister and I picked them out. And then, but then when he was in Montreal, he got me these beautiful handcrafted gold earrings. They're in the shape of ginkgo leaves, which was really thoughtful. And I was like, this isn't cotton. He's like, I know, but I was in Montreal and I thought of you and I wanted to get you something nice. And so that was very thoughtful. Then there's more. Then he was like, I am so like, he was like, I feel horrible. I didn't write a card. I didn't get a card. I was so focused on the gift. Can we do the cards on our actual anniversary? Because you know how I feel about a card. And I was like, actually, I haven't even written your card yet. So I'm totally fine with that. So I wrote the card today. We'll see if he actually remembered to get me a card in a couple hours.
Yes.
But then the last thing I will say, we have started a tradition. So our readings and our vows at our wedding ceremony were in this journal that has like a sun on it because our theme was like the sunset, you know? And so last year we like sat down and we wrote in it. And so we're doing it every year. So we wrote, we write for each of us, we do what our favorite memories were from that like year of marriage. Then we do our hopes for the next year and then our hopes for 5 years. And then we write what we did, what we got each other.
Oh my God. Should Jake and I start in year 9?
Yeah. Because I think like, well, you like forget that shit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
oh, absolutely.
And so, and then we drank our champagne that we had when we got engaged and went on our wedding day. We get a bottle of that. We drank that and we write in our journal together.
Wow.
Oh, and then we always reread our vows to each other. Always. This is the second year. So we reread our vows to each other. And it was.
You cry?
No, I was like, dude, I am like a great writer. And he said the same thing. He's like, I like did a really good job. I think last year it was like very meaningful. And this year we were like, wow, like look at us go. Look at us.
You guys, those vows were beautiful.
So it was really lovely. I will say a funny story about this. So we're like, right. John kept calling them goals. And I was like, John, they're not goals. They're hopes. Like there's a difference between like a goal. Right. He's like, well, I just don't understand how like if I haven't attained the goal from last year for 5 years, it's probably going to stay on the list. It's not a goal. It's a hope. But so I was like, just started listing things on mine. And it was like all it ended up being about like renovations. I was like, talk about renovating the basement. Start talking about renovating the attic. Like it was all this like house stuff, which is fine.
Yes.
But it was
give the bathroom a facelift.
Right, exactly. Like within the 5 years or whatever. And then I moved back to the 1 year and I was like, oh, I know. Like within the year, I would like a new grill cover. And he was like, now you're just making a shopping list, Bree.
Yes.
You're literally just making an Amazon list in our wedding journal. I was like, You're right. I am. I shouldn't just be like, we need to purchase this item. Because always be shopping.
And we're all out of butter and bread as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. LaCroix never leaves the list. So that's what we did. And it was...
You should have two lists. You should have the hopes wish and then the to buy list so that you can feel productive while you're saying that. Wait, that is so funny. Do you remember any of your hopes that you put for last year? Did any of them come true?
Well, one of my hopes was that we finished the shoe trim, and that has not been done. And John said, I think you need to move that to the 5-year list. I said, fine, I'll move it to the 5-year list.
Wait, the fact that you're still doing, like, you're doing tasks. You were writing goals as well, not hopes.
Well, one of them was like, I think one of mine was like, grow in our communication. Like, I hope we grow in our communication.
Which you did.
Yeah. And one of them, I think, had something to do like, I think it was like finish grad school. Like that's been on our list over and over again is Brie finishes yep. grad school. But there were like, yeah, I mean, there's like hopes for like growing our family and things like that. This year on there, there's like travel hopes for our honeymoon.
Well, I was going to ask that if like going to Europe was on there.
Yeah, we put that on for this year. And he had really sweet things to say about his favorite memories from this year. I was like, what the fuck happened this year? Like, I don't remember. So I started like secretly scrolling through my photos to see like
to try to find some memory,
something that happened. But he was like, there was this moment when we bought the new car and we were leaving Honda and we were driving to your parents to drop off my parents' car. And he was like, I was driving in front of you and I looked in the rearview mirror and you were so happy. And he's like, that is one of my favorite memories of you this year. It's like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he's also said, one of my favorite memories is how happy you were when you quit your job. And I was like, me too. That is also one of my favorite memories. So
you have to remember that thing he said then when he annoys you. Remember that he notices when you look happy in the backseat.
I know. Isn't like, I'm just like, oh, that's so very thoughtful and sweet. And I'm sure like the next day, I think the next day I got irritated at him because he wasn't paying enough attention to me.
I get it. Yeah. I fully understand that.
Yeah. So it was a really, really lovely anniversary. It's nice. I don't know how you felt, if you can remember back to year two. But it's like kind of nice to be in year two because there's a lot of pressure for the first year anniversary.
Yes.
And so it's like, all right, we got 2 years down and like, I don't know, like even just having like this, I did this last time too. I wanted to call it a routine. It's not a tradition. Having this tradition of what we do on our anniversary, like we have it now. So we know like we do our little journal thing and whatever, like we kind of created that the first year. So there's like less pressure.
But there's also, I have a sense of pride every, not that like,
yeah,
the goal is to like build up as many years as you can, like whatever, but things happen. But like, I feel a sense of like pride every year. Like I was actually trying to do the math. I think this is year 8.
Yeah.
9. So like, I'm just like, wow, that's a lot of year. Like it just like, I don't know. It one is like, okay, phew, we got that one. Now we can just like move forward.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And then there's just like, even when we went out to dinner, I remember what, like being like very like, oh my God, what do I wear last year to dinner? And this year I was like, I'm going to wear a really comfy dress. It's hot as hell. Like there's just, I'm not saying I looked nice. I'm not like saying I let myself go, but there's just like, you become more and more comfortable in your relationship in like a very positive way. Like, and it's just nice. You just be like sink deeper and deeper into this relation with someone. And it's a very beautiful thing if you choose to do that or find someone you want to do that with. So
that's really, really lovely. Thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah.
The subplot.
Thanks everyone for listening.
The subplot continues.
It does. What about you?
I was up north for a wedding. It was an incredible wedding. Without sharing too much of like, cause it's not my day to share, but like, I will say this, it is very easy within the first 10, 15 minutes of a wedding to tell, not that I'm saying that some people like aren't loved. I don't mean it that way, but like some weddings are just so special because it is so clear how many people deeply love this couple. And like, And it's just like, is like a love fest. Like, it just feels like people are hugging. People are telling people how much they love each other. Like, some weddings, I think just some people don't wear their emotions as much on their sleeve.
Sure.
And that's okay too. But it's way easier to document an event in which people are wearing their emotions on their sleeves. And this couple was so incredible. I really didn't talk to them much throughout the year, but like, I remember enjoying our consult call. It was with a planner I love. I love Northern Michigan weddings. They are just special. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't get over how much these people were loved. One moment that was amazing was in the sister's speech about her, the bride. She mentioned that her sister was always practicing because she loved the Dixie Chicks songs, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice, which is one of the best Dixie Chicks songs in my opinion. And she would sing into a microphone as a kid and like practice it. And then they like all of a sudden after the speech, the DJ put that song on, and the bride, who they emceed their own wedding. Like, so they like basically gave a speech about everyone who was giving speeches. It was really cool. The bride started like singing with the microphone to that song. So the DJ turned it up. Everyone started singing. The entire wedding crowd was singing, screaming, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice. And then like after the first chorus, they stopped. But then she goes, oh, we didn't even get to do the I sleep like a baby. You know, that really intense part. And then they all just started joining in. So it wasn't even that part of the song. And everyone started doing that yelling part all the way until the end. So I have a video of that. And then like they all sang this Beatles song during the ceremony. Like, these aren't like singers. This isn't like, but they like had two friends lead, and then the lyrics were printed out on the program. And I forget which Beatles songs it is, but I recorded that, the audio. I thought of it like 20 seconds into them going. I turned my phone on to voice memo. I set it on a chair, recorded it. And for their slideshow that I'm going to make them, I'm going to have that be the audio.
Oh.
And it's so, like, because I don't know if anyone filmed that. Like, I don't, there wasn't a videographer necessarily, like, who was doing the whole ceremony. And then I'm sure someone took, like, I don't know. I just don't know if anyone recorded that. You know what I mean? And so I feel very excited about that I'm going to surprise them with that.
Really sweet. Oh.
And just, like, it was the kind of wedding where as soon as the dance floors open, everyone was on it and no one left. It was insane. Great DJ, Two Bays DJ, shout out. And they did a silent disco after I left. I was tired. I left. Well, I was contracted to a certain time and then I left. And
I
just said bye. But I saw a video of them singing Celine Dion. And like, because it's a silent disco, you can't hear, there's no music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just hearing them pour, and you can tell how many people don't know the lyrics. But like, it was just so good. I said to the planners, their friends of mine, I was like, it is so hard to have a wedding this good early in the season because like, now, I don't compare. I go into them with like a completely blank slate, but there is something to be said about one that is just like where everything goes well. Like the weather was good. It's just like where it's just like, wow, my job is sincerely easy on days like that. And it was just, oh, I just loved them. Like all the parents hugged me when I left. Like that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, it sounds like everything was very magical. And there is, you're so right about Northern Michigan. There's just some like energy up there that's different. It's just
and there
so
are
special.
Just some people who bring that energy.
Absolutely.
And like some people, like that is just not their vibe. They're more reserved. You know what I mean? It's a more formal event or whatever. And those are all like they all have their own merit. I personally feel like I don't know. There's just something about when like the friends of them seem like that, like they treat me like a friend, that it's just like, it's very special and it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
And so I was just really grateful for that. My mom came up north with me. She had an entire day. We were in Sutton's Bay. If you're familiar, it's beautiful. She had a whole, while I worked all day Saturday, she just went and had like a day to herself. She went to Traverse City and did all of that. And then on Sunday, she'd never seen Sleeping Bear Dunes. So we drove to Glen Arbor and to the scenic lookout and showed her that.
This makes so much more sense because I have been following your mom's stories. And I was like, she's in Traverse City. And I did not make the connection that you guys went together. And I was like, what is Laura doing up there? She is having the time of her life up in Traverse City.
Yes. And I'm not in any photos because I'm working.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That makes so much more sense. But I was like, oh my gosh, she took herself on a little solo vacation up to Traverse City. Yeah. Like I would have gone with her, but you were there, but you were working. Okay.
She totally did though. We did go to Farm Club on Friday. I made us go there. You got to talk about your food. So let me just tell you really
hell
quick.
Yeah.
Farm Club Traverse City is fucking phenomenal. I had the bok choy, which was like, it was just perfect. It had this like Five Seasons mayo. They basically like shredded carrots and they were so crispy. They almost were like crispy onions, but they were carrots. And then we had like a dish that was polenta with fucking white cheddar cheese curds, asparagus, and I don't even know what else. And then I will tell you, new favorite place in Glen Arbor? Yeah, in Glen Arbor. It's called The Mill. It used to be a flour mill. It is now like a cafe restaurant. We had a salad that had, I like am forever going to chase the high of this salad dressing. It was like just cilantro lime, I think, but it was like radicchio. Butter, it was so fresh and good. And I haven't been craving vegetables lately. And like, it like reignited. It was just like, it was pure delicious. And then we had a burrata asparagus dish.
Dude, fuck.
That was, because yeah, it's burrata. Asparagus season right now in Michigan. And it was asparagus festival up north also. But asparagus is insane right now.
Do you have the gene?
Yes. My mom doesn't. I don't. As soon as I have you don't either.
No, John does. I don't. No.
Oh my God, I can have one bite of asparagus and when I go pee, I will smell it.
It's so weird to me. My sisters have it too. Like John and
it is an insane smell.
Yeah, ate asparagus the other day and he was like, ugh, when he came out of the bathroom. And I forget like that's a thing for people because I don't have that. He didn't believe me. I think he just found this out about me a couple weeks ago. And I was like, no, it's a gene, John, and I don't have it. I can't smell that. And he was like, you're lying. Everyone can smell that.
Right, and it's weird. Some people are like, well, mine doesn't smell. Like, no, it's not the matter of that. It's if you can smell it or not.
Right. Isn't that something?
I never understand why at weddings they always serve asparagus because I'm like, those bathrooms smell like ass.
Okay,
like
I have to ask, night long. What does it smell like?
I can't even describe it. Like it doesn't smell like anything other than asparagus pee. Like there is no, it's not like it smells like dog poop or it smells like, you know, like rotten egg or sulfur. Like it is its own distinct smell.
Oh man. Wow. I feel like I'm missing out on something here.
I would beg to differ because it's just shocking. You kind of forget and then you go pee and you're like, holy shit. And it's even if I have a bite, like it's so weird.
But does it smell like urine?
No, it smells like asparagus pee.
Okay, asparagus pee. All right. I mean, listeners, call in. If you have a way to describe what asparagus pee is, call in.
Call in. If you can bottle up that smell so that others could smell, like how would that work?
But they couldn't because they don't have the gene. So you wouldn't
But maybe they could like recreate it.
It's so like gene mutation somehow to make it.
Ooh day asparagus pee. But yeah, so it was a lovely weekend. And then Jake and I got ice cream at the Whippy Dip yesterday. And I'm usually a cup kind of gal, like with ice cream with a spoon. I think that's because I don't like to be rushed in my ice cream eating. And sometimes when it's on a cone, like you can't stop. You got to keep going. But I was feeling I got a baby cone because I never want my perfect ice cream would be ice cream up to the top of the cone.
Yeah.
And that's it because with the cone filled because I like cone in every bite. But I got mint chocolate chip with a baby cone. And honestly, it hit the spot.
Okay. It's so funny you say Whippy Dip because I just drove by the Whippy Dip yesterday too because I was out that way because it was my nephew's birthday party and my sister and I had to go pick up the cake and balloons out in Muskegon. And so we drove past Whippy Dip and the sign on Whippy Dip said that a small glacier was $4 and that
$4.
Is absurd. That is so expensive. That should be a large glacier. A small glacier should be $2.50, if that, because it is literally slushy and soft serve ice cream.
And soft serve.
That is not expensive to make.
Do you know that I stared at that sign for like the longest because that's usually what I get. And I was like, oh, it's on sale. Should I get a glacier? Like I had to really think about my life while I stared at that exact same sign.
But, so that was on sale? $4? No. Oh my gosh, that was so expensive.
Why would they put it if it wasn't on sale?
I mean, maybe they were just announcing to the world that they're small glaciers. Where do other places?
I thought it was such an odd choice because no one orders a glacier other than me. I don't know anyone else that orders one.
I love also, a glacier.
I think. Oh, you do? What flavor?
I like blue raspberry or lime.
Ooh, I should try lime. I always do orange. Maybe I'll go get ice cream tonight. Should I
wait?
Do that?
I'm sorry, you what? Said orange? That's
yeah,
the worst
flavor.
Yeah, because
it's like a creamsicle. No, because it's like a creamsicle.
Oh, that's actually pretty smart. You never do a blue raspberry.
I don't like blue raspberry. It's like too something for me. I would do lime.
Okay.
I would not do red.
I would maybe
never
do
red.
I would do, oh, you wouldn't do red. I was going to say raspberry, not cherry, but like raspberry maybe I would do.
I don't know. Orange is perfect. I mean, I love creamsicles also. Like I always have them in my freezer.
Yeah.
Like a good old orange popsicle with a little bit of vanilla on the inside. So it just makes the most sense. When I think I told the story when I worked at a summer camp, we had a slushy machine because that was like a thing you could get at the snack. And I would work at the snack bar and I would get a plain slushy, which is essentially sugar water, which
yep.
is so weird. But I would think that it was like really cool. And that was like what I was known for was plain slushies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm going to say that is weird. But I mean, that.
Do you have slushies at your old ice cream place that you worked at?
Yeah, we did. And this is where I'm telling you that it was like a dollar for like a small slushy. Mm. And it was.
I forgot you're an ice cream expert.
Oh yeah, I used to work ice cream retail for a long time, and I know things.
You
have
managed it.
Yeah,
you managed the store.
Yeah, and I know that. Like, obviously, that was a long time ago, and like prices have increased, but sugar water, syrup, and sauce serve have not gone up that much. That shit is not that expensive, and it shouldn't be $4. I'm sorry, it just shouldn't. You know, I should check it out at the next ice cream place I go and see how much they're charging there. And also, is a glacier a Midwest thing or do other people have that?
I was about to say that. I think it is because my friends had never heard of it. It was a year ago when I was at that Shake Rag, the art camp thing. And
yeah.
I was talking about how all I wanted was a fucking glacier and they didn't know what that was. So then I did introduce them to it when we came to Michigan later that summer. So
yeah. What's your favorite sundae? Not the day, the ice cream.
last Sunday. I prefer... Is it a turtle with
uh-huh.
the, or no, I, where with it's the pecans.
Yeah, that's hot fudge, hot caramel, and pecans. Oh,
yes.
Is it hot fudge or
like
is
peanuts.
It chocolate? Yeah, that's.
It's hot fudge and
yeah.
hot caramel. I mostly prefer the hot fudge. And
yeah.
I prefer my ratio to be like mostly toppings and then a little bit of ice cream.
Yeah, the peanuts one, that's a tin roof with a.
Yes.
With the chocolate sauce. And
what about the peanut butter ones with that hot peanut butter? That is kind of good too.
Dude, that's my favorite. Like a peanut butter cup where it's like peanut butter sauce and then it's hot fudge and then it's peanut butter cups, whipped cream, no cherry. Don't give me a cherry. I don't like it.
Don't fuck with me with those maraschino cherries.
I fucking hate them. They're disgusting.
Same.
Also, a banana split is crazy and I never have the courage to get one, but they're kind of fun. You know?
Yeah. What's your favorite flurry?
You know what I love is like a hot fudge banana. So it's kind of like a banana split, but it's a sundae version. So it's hot fudge and then they cut up bananas in there and then whipped cream. And so it's smaller. Because the thing about a banana split that I don't like is when
it's a lot of banana.
Well, it's when they put pineapple on the vanilla scoop. And honestly, I don't like vanilla or strawberry ice cream. Really.
Yeah.
At all.
I only like bananas if they're – so I don't want a soft banana in my ice cream. But
yeah, it's got to be cold.
I like a frozen banana dipped in chocolate. I buy those at the grocery store all the time and eat them. And I don't care how mature I am. Jake and I both giggle when I eat it.
The thing about that, though, is my mom yesterday gave me a strawberry from Costco. They were like these frozen chocolate-covered strawberries. Delicious, but I have a thing about biting into frozen fruit that like it thinking about it is giving me the chills right now. It's like biting into a popsicle. I can't do it.
Interesting.
So like a frozen banana, I would have to wait for everything to melt to be it. So it defeats the purpose.
Oh, I like to bite into it when it's rock hard. cut that.
Oh, That's funny. You heard it here first. She likes to bite into it when it's rock hard.
This is PG-13. Sorry, everyone. I meant a frozen banana.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, wait. Moving on. What's your favorite flurry?
My favorite flurry is a peanut butter cup flurry, but with twist ice cream. Chocolate vanilla twist ice cream.
Oh, I always forget that you can do that. What about your favorite? Mine's Butterfinger. Favorite hard serve.
Oh, this is a tough one because
you can be in different moods.
Yeah. Okay. And so everyone's going to hear a theme here. I like peanut butter cup ice cream. That's probably.
So do you like Moose Tracks? Doesn't Moose Tracks have those little peanut butter cups?
They
or deer
do.
Tracks?
Yeah. One of them. So I like that. But the thing about Moose Tracks is it's a vanilla ice cream with a chocolate swirl. It's like a heavy fudge swirl with the peanut butter cups, but the peanut butter cup ice cream is peanut butter ice cream with the chocolate and peanut butter swirl with the peanut butter cups. And I don't really like vanilla ice cream.
Do you like peanut butter that much? Like, I feel like I never see you eat peanut butter things. And you're like Jake. You're talking like you're a peanut butter fiend right now.
Haven't you looked in our fridge? We have those refrigerated peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's all the time in there. Like, that's my little snack, peanut butter cups.
Those are not as good as Reese's. I always want them to be.
They're not, but they're good enough. Okay, but hold on. I'm thinking there might be another ice cream that I really like. Okay, I'm going to go. I kind of like hard serve. Like, I could go for like a lemon sorbet. Or like raspberry sorbet or something. Like, I like that. I don't like fruit and chocolate together. So like a chocolate raspberry,
I was gonna say, I like that. I do enjoy there. That there's one of those. I just like totally stuttered. There's one of those at the place you work that's like dark chocolate chip raspberry or something. I like that one.
Yeah. So what's your can I guess what yours is?
I don't think you have any idea close to, but you may try.
So it's not mint chocolate chip.
Well, I have two, and mint chocolate chip is one. Okay. So, sorry, you're correct. One is chocolatey, which is that one, and one is not.
Then I feel like it's like praline pecan or butter pecan or something.
No, that's I feel like you have to be a grandpa to have that be your favorite. I have friends whose that's their favorite. But
Superman?
No, but similar looking. I really love cotton candy hard serve. They don't have it at every location, but they have it at the one by my house that we always go to. That with sprinkles is like really, it hits a nostalgia taste to me. There used to be a Baskin Robbins cotton candy flavor that we used to buy all the time at my friend Ashley's house for sleepovers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's so good.
I want you to know I have that in my freezer right now.
Have Baskin Robbins cotton candy?
Not Baskin Robbins, but I have cotton candy. I bought it for a grill out with the kiddos. And I used to, when I was little, eat cotton candy ice cream. It's gluten-free. And we have not cracked into it yet. So you can come over and eat some cotton
candy.
Why
didn't I come over? I don't know. Doesn't taste like cotton candy.
No,
like,
it's that so is good. Not... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have like so little, distinct. Like, don't they have like...
There chips.
Like little chocolate chips that look like little...
The one that used to be... Yeah, the one in my childhood. The one here at this local ice cream place isn't that way. It's like pink and blue.
Yep.
But I add the sprinkles for a little crunch.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The one from... Not the Baskin Robbins one, but there was like a Meijer brand of it that...
Yes.
What's like... Oh, we bought it all the time. And then we would eat it at our house with a cake cone that was dipped in chocolate. Those dipped in chocolate
my
cake
God.
Cones. It's fucking great. Sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is interesting. On Amazon, you can order cotton candy crunch, which is a dessert topping that you can put on your ice cream.
Yeah, that's...
I'm trying to find, like, a picture of...
Dude.
The one, but...
Do you remember when, back in the day, when that, like, Sunday topping came out, that it would harden, and it was, like,
The turtle shell or whatever?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
And it was, like, such a big deal, like, if your parents let you buy that to... And then you could, like, hit it with a spoon. But, okay.
Oh, my God. That stuff was so cool. But it's so weird to eat.
Question. What is... Mm-hmm. This is a lot of ice cream talk, but, like, what is your favorite dessert? Oh, wait. I know. Tiramisu.
Yeah. I haven't had it in a while, but that is typically my favorite. It's kind of the perfect mix of worlds. Lately, I have been craving, I think I texted you this, an ice cream cake, like not cake and ice cream, but like an ice cream cake. We used to get them for my grandpa's birthday. That was like, but you know, it's like impossible to cut into because it's like,
because it's like ice, it's an ice cream cake.
It's a frozen cake.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so good because I do like cake and ice cream, but not when the ice cream is runny.
Yeah. We have so many.
I don't like.
We both have like very specific things about. I'm realizing talking about this, like we're very specific about our things.
I think this is a little bit of a Midwest thing because like ice cream is such a staple to the summer. Like yeah. it's like an event. You really don't go and get ice cream for like 9 months of the year.
Well, and two, it's a big thing. Like you have your ice cream shops you go to. Like growing yes. up, we went to Miss Lisa's. It was down the road. We would ride our bikes. Like our parents, it would be
now
like,
it's called A La Mode,
which is so annoying. But like, you know, like it would be a big thing in the neighborhood. You'd be like, Miss Lisa's is opening this weekend. And all y'all yes. would go and you'd stand in line and you'd get a chili dog and an ice cream cone. And like, the thing is, I feel like I haven't found my ice cream place in Grand Rapids
as an adult.
Like, yeah, Furniture City is really good, but I don't
it's
love...
It's too fancy.
Yeah, I like soft serve more than hard serve. And so there is one up on Fulton, and I can't remember the name of it, and I like it.
Yeah, right off of Fuller and Fulton, there's one on, like connected to a gas station, kind of.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's exactly connected to a gas station by a laundromat, and that is not where I want to go to get my ice cream.
Okay, the one that we go to is connected to a gas station, but it's right by the D&W, but it's always popping, and they have a little seating area. You should make that one yours. It's very old school. They also have like cheeseburgers and whatever, which I've never tried, but they have they have those Dole Whip ones, the soft serve. They've got regular soft serve. They've everything. They have everything you could ever want in a Michigan ice cream place.
I think the problem is
you can't walk there.
Well, that's part of it, but we're not by water. Like summer was like by the lake. And so ice cream and you go downtown and there are all these different ice cream shops. And like, I don't know, just being on a really busy road at the corner of whatever and whatever at a Shell gas station in 90 degree heat in the city just like doesn't do it for me. So I'm like, I don't want to drive and go get that, you know?
Jake and I walked to this one. It was 1.4 miles both ways. So it was about 3 miles. And
that's
I needed
bad.
To get out of the house the other weekend. No, it was hotter than hell. But like we walked there, got ice cream, and he got, because it's connected to a gas station, also got a huge bottle of water. Because water with ice cream, honestly, is delicious. Like you need a big old swig of water sometimes.
Yeah.
And then we walked back. It was really, and we walked back on a street we'd never walked on before. And it was really lovely. It was like an adventure.
I mean, John and I have walked to Furniture City before, but again,
Furniture City doesn't do it for me. I appreciate, and once in a while I will crave like one of the fancy like millennial owned ice cream places, you know, that have like dairy free and all these funky things. But I think
funky things.
they have like weird flavors and, you know, like lavender, whatever. But sometimes I just want a fucking glacier.
Yeah. And sometimes you're like, I want a Dean's Moose Tracks and like... Don't come
I'm sorry,
for
do
me.
You have sugar water? Yeah. Sugar water with soft serve? Because that's what I want.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We've almost talked for a half hour about ice cream.
Dude, I could talk all day about ice cream. The last thing I will say about ice cream is what's your favorite, besides chocolate, like split of soft serve twist?
Are there other flavors?
Well, you can get like a flavor blast.
Oh, the flavor blast. I weirdly did like the blue one.
Okay.
Is that blue raspberry or is it cotton candy? It might be cotton candy.
It might be cotton candy.
I think, or it's blue goo. It's blue goo.
You're right. It's blue goo.
And they put the eyeballs on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good old flavor blast.
Yeah. So blue goo would be my favorite soft serve.
I like to bite into it when it's rock hard. Blue goo. Yeah. That's my favorite. Oh, Jesus.
What's your favorite?
Well, so Flavor Blast, I didn't get a lot, but they used to do, at Miss Lisa's, like, it was like a vanilla, every week they'd switch it out. And
it's the Dole. It's the Dole, whatever. There's different fruit flavors.
Yeah, and I loved the lemon one. It was lemon and vanilla.
Okay, yeah. That sounds fucking delicious. I should go see what flavor Dole they have today at my ice cream store. I think my ice cream store has an Instagram. I think I could probably find it.
You could figure it out and find out what flavor. You know what I miss around these parts of Grand Rapids is when we used to have fucking frozen yogurt and we don't have it anywhere anymore. Where you like made your own.
That was such a thing.
And they like weigh it and then you could like.
Yeah, wait. You'd go like $25 because you didn't realize it's by the pound.
You put like, and I would always put peanut butter cups on it and strawberries. Ugh. And oh God, it was so good. Oh, that's.
You know what no one talks about anymore is Cold Stone Creamery.
Okay. I was thinking about Cold Stone the other day. Does it exist anymore?
Yeah, it's at the movie theater, the one on Knapp's Corner. They still have one in there.
You could go get an ice cream cake there from Cold Stone.
Oh, also that is wacky. That place, when it opened in Grand Haven, it was so exciting. And they like smack the ice cream on a table and like, I don't even know, give it a massage as they're like putting toppings into it. And then remember they would sing songs.
Oh, they would sing songs. And I was like, there were, I feel like some theater kids who worked there.
Oh yeah, because you had to like, I don't remember if it was if they rang the bell, if you got tipped, you sang a song, but like there was like an array of songs they had to know. I have a memory of going there with you and a few other friends and like someone's car had just gotten in an accident.
I literally was just going to tell that story. It wasn't.
Was that your car?
No, but it was, I won't say the person's name, but we were driving and she was reversing to park and she ran into a pole. Like yes, slammed right. into okay, it. Wow. Yeah. And we went to Cold Stone that day. Yeah. And there's a photo of me with a neck scarf on. Nothing has changed. So
that was like during the beret era of fashion, like when you'd wear a beanie like behind on your head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why were we getting Cold Stone? But that was the thing that was cool about Cold Stone. In a beach city, we had an ice cream shop that was open year round, like with Cold Stone.
Yes.
So you could,
most of them were not.
Yeah, they would close down. So, but I think
Scoops is open year round now.
Probably. Cold Stone. Wow, I forgot about that. And yeah, you're right. They would sing weird songs and they would like clap their like scoops around and like, da, 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 da. And it was like a.
Yeah, and like, oh, flip them, oh my like, God. Like wait, they're doing wait. Fucking. It's like they're doing Benihana.
Wait, Abby, I just got it. It's a Cold Stone that they're making.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't melt.
That they're making. Oh, yeah. You said they put it on this thing. That's the Cold Stone.
The Cold Stone. Right. That's true. It makes me think of that bar that we had in our hometown that's gone now, too, called 20-some below. What was it called?
Oh, and 22 had, below.
Yeah. It had on the bar like these coasters that were 22 degrees below. Oh. What? Zero Fahrenheit? I don't know. But that you'd put your drinks on it.
I forgot about that bar closed. That's hilarious.
Oh, it's been gone for years.
Oh, well, clearly haven't been down that way in a while.
Yeah.
Wow. Cold Stone Creamery. I'm going to go get you a cake from there because it's the only thing that seems to make sense.
Dude, they're probably $35. They're probably so expensive.
Yeah, but imagine just having it in your freezer and you could take it out every so often and cut a little piece off of it.
And then remember the fear of like driving home with an ice cream cake. You're like, shit, gotta get home. This is going to melt.
I feel that way with even just regular cakes. When I bought the cakes for the 40th birthday from Costco, they're in a cooler, man. So you take them out and there's just this like, we're racing against the clock right now to get this back into a refrigerator.
I think it's important that the listeners also know that for John's 40th birthday, the cake that was designed, I believe our friend did it for you, but it was Mount Rushmore with their faces.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was four guys who were getting, I almost said getting married. Four guys who
sort of
had their 40th birthday. And yeah, our friend Annie photoshopped their faces onto Mount Rushmore. And then I put that photo onto a cake and it said, you guys rock, because rock.
Remember when you went and saw Mount Rushmore?
It was, okay, I stand by, I had a great time going and seeing Mount Rushmore. My friend who I went with was like, it's not cool. But I mean, it's some faces in a rock. It is a lot smaller than you anticipate it being. You think it's like.
It is wild that they did that.
Like, why did they do that? I don't know. But I mean,
I don't know.
If you have the if you're around that way, I don't know that I would make a trip out specifically to go to Mount Rushmore, but we were that way. So it was like, well,
made sense.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Seeing the great wonders of the world.
I had something else to say. Oh, I wanted to wish our listeners happy Pride.
Oh, Pride yeah, absolutely.
Which is so exciting. And a friend of the pod, he was on it before she existed, before Patagonia existed. Our friend Wynn was on the podcast. It's an early episode. But
I think it's Patty like posted this six great thing episodes that I was thinking in. About.
Yeah. Is that how many it is only?
It's like it's in our first season, I think. Maybe second.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's an absurd episode. But Patty posted this thing about like rural small town pride festivals being like really important. And I just think like our hometown is having a pride, which yeah. I think this might be the first year. Maybe there was one. I think this might be the first official year. But just shout out to those of you in small cities having to like make your own festivals. Just we support you and happy Pride.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Also, I just in rapid fire of things before we end this, neither of us are seeing Taylor Swift in concert. She's like in Detroit, Chicago right now. But I'm seeing Beyonce, and if any of you are Beyonce fans, her daughter Blue Ivy has been like dancing.
Oh yeah,
in her
that.
Shows, and they're so fucking cool and good. I'm just like really fingers crossed that I get to see her. So my algorithm on TikTok is I'm just getting those videos over and over again. Like it doesn't think I like anything else. Are you on Taylor Swift talk? Like, do you get Taylor Swift concert on your algorithm? I get so much.
I do. I do get a little bit, but I always skip past it because like, I don't care. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way, but like I'm on the TikTok for like silly things.
For funny stuff.
I always stop and watch the Harry Styles ones though, because.
Oh, well, it's hard. I mean, it compels you to.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. Here's the thing about, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go over, but I'm going to say it. I like Taylor Swift, but I don't love her. Like, I like everyone's freaking out about her. I'm sure she puts on an incredible concert show, but like, I did not feel the pull to be like, I got to try and get in this lottery to go see her. You know, like I just.
Yeah. I think don't. I feel cultural FOMO because it's a big show.
Sure.
Like it's going to, and just the whole, so that's more what I feel. To me, Taylor Swift is like easy listening. Like yeah. If it's on, I enjoy it. It's kind of like that if I don't know what to play, she's in the category of that, of just like, if I need to put something on in the background, I will often play that.
Yeah, I will stand by that. 1989 is one of the best albums
such
ever.
A good album.
Ever. Like that is one of my favorite albums. But I mean, and I liked her, folklore? Folk songs? What was it called?
Folklore Evermore.
Folklore, I think.
You know what I do love is my playlist that I found. If you search 90s female country, uh-huh. It's like every great female, like Sarah Evans, Suds in the Bucket, lots of Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood. Like, it's like what I think of in like, I remember hearing it as a kid. It's like the perfect driving summer playlist.
Also, speaking of 90s, Shania Twain's having a moment. Like,
I wish I would love to see her.
Yeah, I saw her once a couple years ago, and it was a lot of fun. Kind of far away. It, like, the thing about those shows that kind of sucks sometimes is, like, you're so far. Like, I'm not going to be on the floor. I'm not going to be anywhere close. And I know they have big screens and stuff, but sometimes you're like, wow, I'm really out here. Like way out here. That's how it was when I saw Maroon 5. And
oh yeah,
I was.
Weren't you so drunk?
I was so drunk. And we were in like the steepest part of the balcony, and I was like, I'm gonna fall off the fucking balcony.
We saw Katy Perry, and I was literally in the last row in the corner. Like Jake and I's knees touched because like one of us was facing one way and one was facing the other. It was still fun, I guess, but we were very far away. This was pre Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Pre Orlando Bloom. You know, I hear they're on the rocks, but we'll just see about that. He'll call me.
Orly's waiting for you.
He'll call me someday.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to our palate cleanser. This was fun. This was summer themed.
Yes. We hopefully next week are going to get into maybe some, at least for part of the episode, some form of Grey's content. But it won't be season 19 yet, but we'll see what we have in store for you. But this literally had nothing to do with Grey's Anatomy, but thanks for listening anyway. And thanks for everyone for wishing me a happy anniversary. I appreciate it.
We love Bree, we love John, and we all love you very much. So keep listening, keep supporting us. We love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And time of death is 1618. Beep.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.